Free Talk Live, it's your show. You can bring up what you want. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give to you. So enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Lots to talk about here tonight. Your calls are primary if you make them. But nobody's on the line because it's the start of the show, so we'll talk about what we want in the meantime. And something that I want to discuss happened this morning here in beautiful Keene, New Hampshire, from where we produce this program at the not-so-beautiful Keene District Court. Now, as you know, if you've been listening over the past few weeks, there was an activist opportunity today that went on at Keene District Court. Of course, as you know, if you listen to the show, there are hundreds and soon to be thousands of liberty-loving people all moving into New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. So a number of those people, and as well as liberty-loving New Hampshire natives like yourself, Nick, showed up today at Keene District Court to support a number of activists, actually. It was a multiple opportunity for activists. There were two arraignments today. There was one for Andrew Carroll, who was the brave 18-year-old young man, maybe he's 19 by now, but very young gentleman who moved here from California as part of the Free State Project and recently in early January possessed marijuana in public. He was being brought up on charges there, a Class B
misdemeanor. He doesn't smoke marijuana. He just did it to prove how ludicrous it is holding a plant in your hand.
And he did a fine job. They arrested him for it. He was arraigned today. He pled not guilty. Mike Barsky, who is another activist who moved from California, had also an arraignment today. He didn't, I forget exactly what he said to the judge. He didn't really give the judge a not guilty or guilty response. I forget exactly what it was, but essentially the judge put in a plea of not guilty for him. And then Mike Barsky, as he walked away, he had left a piece of paper, or they had left some sort of summons or whatever for him up there, and they said, "Oh, this is your copy of this." And he turned around, took it, and then as he walks away, he crumples it up in his hands and shoves it into his pocket. That was a nice moment. So that was going on today, and so those guys' trial is now scheduled for May 1st. So that continues. Mike Barsky being charged, by the way, with organizing an event without essentially assembly without a permit. So even though you've got that pesky constitution and the freedom to assemble, that didn't stop the cops from arresting or from rather ticketing him and summoning him to court and destroying, you know, taking away his freedom to choose what he wanted to do this morning. He had to be at Keene District Court because if he didn't show up, then he'd get a failure to appear. And then with guns might come to his house and force him to show up.
I can't imagine that they wouldn't.
So those were the original two reasons to have activists turn out this morning to show support for both Mike and for Andrew. But there was an additional reason, because Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com also turned up this morning, and the court people certainly knew he was going to be there. Dave Ridley wrote them a letter a couple weeks ago. He wrote a letter to both the Keene District Court. He also, I think, CC'd the local newspaper, the Keene Sentinel, and we posted it up on the Free Keene blog, freekeene.com.
Sentinel come?
No, but WKBK, our local affiliate in Keene, did show up. I'll tell you what happened to them in a moment. But Dave's intent today was to violate the court's draconian ban on cameras. Now, just to set the stage here, New Hampshire, there's certain rules for their court, and one of those rules, I think it's Rule 1.4A, says essentially that the court must allow cameras in unless there's some sort of specific citable reason to disallow them. You know, in a child abuse case, if a child is going to be testifying, you need to keep that child anonymous, that kind of thing. That was the intent behind the idea that they could restrict cameras in some very limited circumstances. But they supposedly need to have a justifiable reason or something like that. Obviously, I don't have their exact rules in front of me, and nor would it matter if I did, because they are not following their rules one iota.
Their rules are whatever they say they are.
And that's exactly what's going on. The judge is essentially legislating from the bench, and he is saying, well, this is what's going to be going on here, and this is what's going to happen, and then his men, the bailiffs, will carry out whatever it is the judge says. So the judge has said that there are to be no cameras in court. In fact, the judge has now gone so far as to define court as to mean the entire second floor of the building. And in fact, they even
alleged, which includes a lot of other city offices, as I recall.
It certainly includes the lobby. and it includes the stairwell. And one of the bailiffs actually made the allegation today and then said something different later, but he made the allegation that the court actually had control over the back door of the building as well. So the, you know, like the entire back area of the building, not even the second floor area, just leaving the building, you can't be in that area. So there were a lot of people that turned out. There were about at least 20, maybe even 25 activists that showed up this morning. Bright and early, by the way. We're talking about 8 in the morning, 8:30. The tyrants get up early. And so Dave Ridley had informed the court in advance that he planned on coming into that courtroom with his camera, and he planned on recording these arraignments. And if they wanted to arrest him over it, well, that was their business. So he was going to come there this morning and do that. Now, Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com has also recently acquired himself. Actually, he doesn't have it now because it got confiscated. But he recently had acquired for himself a video camera that has the ability to upload to stream to the Internet. So today was the first day, I believe, that Quick.com came in some real handy for the activists up here in New Hampshire. And I wish they were a sponsor or something, because they've certainly been getting a lot of plugs. And it's well-deserved. The concept is brilliant. It's about time that something like Quick.com is available, and there are already competitors entering the marketplace to compete with Quick.com. Quick.com is a website that allows people with mobile devices, BlackBerries, iPhones, various other smartphone devices, mobile devices with Internet access, to stream video instantly, or virtually instantly, to the Internet. So as long as you've got a cell phone signal, and in some cases a Wi-Fi signal, depending on what kind of phone you have, but as long as you have some sort of usable signal, this phone will stream out video to the Internet. And it's that tool that is going to change the face of activism. You can see what that's going to be like right now if you go to freekeen.com. The video that Dave shot of his own arrest is on the front page of that website. And so that's what happened, of course. Dave went into the lobby. He never even made it into the courtroom. He was in the lobby out in front of, you know, the court where people stand and they gather and they fill out paperwork. It's a public area, very clearly a public building in this supposedly free country where there's supposed to be freedom of the press. Dave Ridley was arrested for using his video camera. That's what happened this morning. But that's not all. The story doesn't end there. Actually, before Dave Ridley was arrested, I mentioned that WKBK, our local affiliate here in Keene, WKBK has a news department, and they sent out a newsman. Because, again, this was publicized in advance. It was publicized on the Free Keene news release list, so it went out to all the local news media. And WKBK sent their news guy, Brad Ryder, to cover this event. As a credentialed member of the media, right? Because that was one of the issues we encountered at another court in Milford, New Hampshire, where they said, well, you're not the media. That's what they told me. You're not the media.
I've got a radio show on 45 stations nationwide, coast to coast. I'm not the media.
Whatever.
What the hell does one need to be the media?
So today, I don't know what they told Brad, because I didn't have a chance to really have a chat with him afterwards. There was a lot going on. But I do know that they refused to allow him in the courtroom. This is an established radio station. This is the talk radio station of record.
Biggest station in this town longer than the guy who didn't let him in has been alive.
Probably true. So this is the station of record for Keene, New Hampshire. This is the local talk radio station. And their newsman was denied entry with a video camera. So he was able to come in by himself, just like every other regular person that was going in there today. But no cameras were allowed today in old Judge Burke's court, Keene District Court. And Dave Ridley was arrested for it and charged with
disorderly conduct.
Disorderly conduct.
It's a catch-all charge. And
it's their favorite.
They use it when they don't really have a case, but it's enough to get you locked up for a little while.
I don't know how. I think they definitely shackled Dave. I don't know if they actually threw him in a cage. He wasn't in their possession for very long. They did release him, I would say, about an hour and a half, an hour later. And we can continue this. If you were one of the activists that was on the scene and you'd like to comment on this, because there was a lot going on this morning, and it was just crazy. 800-259-9231. But I would say activist history was made this morning by Dave Ridley, and you can see his video footage of his own arrest at freekeen.com. More's coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
And now it's time for the Health and Diet Tips Radio Minute with tips and advice on eating healthy and living long. Here's your host, nutrition and diet expert and author of The Engine 2 Diet, Rip Esselstyn.
When talking about a plant-based diet, I hear this one all the time. If you're eating only plant-based foods, your energy will be low. The fact is, on a plant-based diet, your energy levels will be more constant and consistent than any other point in your life. Think of high fiber and nutrient-heavy plant foods as the big logs in the fireplace. Think of low fiber and nutrient light foods, such as simple carbohydrates, as wads of newspaper that go up in a flash. It may seem hard to believe, but if you try it for 28 days, you'll see startling differences in yourself. For real. For the Diet and Health Tips Radio Minute, I'm Rip Esselstyn.
For a transcript of this program, additional diet and health tips, and information about the Engine 2 diet, please visit theengine2diet.com. Professional athlete turned firefighter Rip Esselstyn is used to responding to emergencies. So when he learned that some of his fellow Engine 2 firefighters were in dire physical condition, he sprang into action and created the Engine 2 diet. With the Engine 2 diet, you'll transform your body and lifestyle in just 1 month. This eating plan is based on a simple diet of whole foods, and it's also packed with dozens of easy mouth-watering recipes. The Engine 2 diet is medically approved and is designed for anyone who wants to make heroic strides in health. The Engine 2 diet by Rip Esselstyn is available wherever books are sold.
Are taxes, food, energy, housing, medical forcing Americans into poverty? Is free enterprise flawed, or is our monetary system forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? The answers are in Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about the Fed and central banking. Hi, Ted Anderson. I will give a U.S. silver dollar to everyone who purchases this book. Call 800-686-2237. It's critical to be made aware of the system. Get your copy today, 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Rough roads might be ahead for the economy, but your vehicle doesn't have to experience them. Can't afford a new vehicle or even an expensive repair? Now you can take care of your vehicle with Protecta Engine Oil Booster by SFR, which is a fully synthetic oil booster. Protecta Engine Oil Booster fortifies your motor oil to help your engine last longer. Protecta Engine Oil Booster has been tested by independent laboratories and proven in over 1 million vehicles worldwide. We'll give you enough Protecta Engine Oil Booster for 5 complete oil changes for only $22.95. That's enough for 2 vehicles for up to 1 year. Start taking care of your vehicle today. Take advantage of this limited time offer and receive free shipping. Protecta Engine Oil Booster is the last defense against engine wear. Go to oilcompanysecret.com or call 1-888-873-7371. That's oilcompanysecret.com or 888-873-7371. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Call 888-873-7371 or visit oilcompanysecret.com.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare, and maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit OrganicaSeed.com. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds and survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, it's your show. You can bring up what you want via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give to you, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. By the way, features including the bulletin board system, over 400,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about and serious issues to fun stuff. You'll find it all free at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. Also, want to invite you to the New Hampshire Liberty Forum. It's not too late. It starts Thursday, and it goes all weekend long. So if you're going to be in the New England area and you can make it up to Nashua, New Hampshire, it'll be worth your while to stop in at the Crown Plaza Hotel and see what's happening, whether it's Saturday, Sunday, Friday. There's stuff going on all day long. The Sunday festivities are extended this year. Normally, it wraps up around noon. It's going to be wrapping up at about 4 o'clock in the afternoon this time around, with Stefan Molyneux being the closing speaker. Also featured speakers include Dr. Mary Ruard. You may know her from Healing Our World. Excellent book. Highly recommended on this show. In addition to her, Richard Heller is going to be there from the Heller versus DC gun case that appeared in the Supreme Court in 2008. You might have heard of it. He's going to be one of the other keynote speakers. And so many other speakers like Glenn Jacobs from the WWE. You may know Ms. Kane. It's going to be a great event. Really looking forward to it. And I haven't gotten anything done this week as far as work. So it's almost like a vacation week for me, because the Liberty Forum is just so much fun. I think it's one of the highlights of the year up here in New Hampshire. And of course, it's put on by the Free State Project. We're going to be broadcasting live from there. So we look forward to doing that and seeing you. FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum to get more information about the event, where and when, schedule, that sort of thing. As far as getting tickets, you're just going to have to show up at the door at this point. It's too late to buy online. So just show up and meet all these, meet hundreds of these liberty-loving people. People like Dave Ridley. Dave Ridley, who is not in jail. I did not, I guess, get that point out today. We were talking about some of the activism that was going on here. So again, FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum. We'll see you this weekend. So was telling a story about what went down this morning at Keene District Court as Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com was arrested for shooting video in the lobby of the courthouse. I mean, it's, who could look at this story and honestly say, look you in the eye and honestly say, yeah, there's freedom of the press in America? Who could look at this story and say that?
I don't know.
And it's not just Dave Ridley. This is not an isolated occurrence. They've been.
I guess they could say that Dave Ridley isn't really the press.
Dave Ridley has himself a YouTube channel, and people look at the YouTube channel. I don't know. They like to define the press as...
I can have a YouTube channel myself and, you know...
Like, you're the press. If one person watches it, you're the press.
Well, that's your definition. That's perhaps not the person who would say this isn't freedom of the press. That person would say that.
I understand where you're coming from, Mark. It's their system. They set the rules. They break the rules. And they can set whatever rules they want to. They can determine.
But they did tell the people from WKBK and you that you couldn't have video cameras in there. I mean, you have to be legitimately the press.
Maybe CNN and Fox News are the only press in their minds. Who knows how they're defining things? But come on. We all know that anybody can be the press, because how does one become the press? You just start putting out newspapers or radio or television, or in this case, the internet, blog posts, and YouTube. So obviously our definitions differ, but I'm asking you, by your definition, you the listener, can you really say that there's freedom of the press? Now remember, it's not just Dave Ridley, because there have been people all around the country, cameramen, like there was a story down in Miami. A cameraman was arrested because he wouldn't cross the street at a police officer's demand. He was on a public sidewalk in front of a government-run school. He has no reason to cross the street.
I know we also saw it with the Democratic and Republican National Conventions in Denver and St. Paul. You were seeing people getting arrested for covering the protests there. People, I think people from the Washington Post, I don't remember the exact
Democracy
newspapers.
Now.
Democracy Now, but there were...
An ABC guy got arrested.
Yeah, there were
too.
ABC. I mean, it was the heavy hitters of media. I mean, the major three networks had people getting arrested. The big newspapers in this country had people getting arrested. So you can't really make the argument that they're not the press. You certainly can't say that they're free to film what's going on in a public space. So it's kind of hard to argue that they did have freedom of the press.
So they arrested Dave Ridley this morning, and that was kind of what Dave expected to happen, because, again, this is a very draconian situation up here where they are cracking down on essentially citizen journalists, basically. They're cracking down on everybody, even the local radio station. So they let him out, and then I guess his trial is scheduled. Or rather, it's probably an arraignment. His arraignment is scheduled for, I think, mid-April, so a couple weeks into April. We're all going to go back in there and it's going to keep going, and who knows what will happen here. Maybe like some of the other disorderly conduct charges that were leveled against an activist recently, maybe they'll just say time served when the trial actually comes up, and then that'll be the end of that. So they'll just waste a bunch of everybody's time, including their own, by the way. And so it was an amazing day.
Do you know if WKBK will be covering it? Because it sounds like they at least got to see what was going on there.
And I imagine Brad will cover the story.
Because I know that certainly there are some people who are going to be predisposed to take the court side on this. And if it's on, say, freekeen.com or Free Talk Live, they're probably not going to trust the account. But I think people view WKBK as the major radio station in the area. I think they're going to view that as a kind of a neutral news source. So if they're there reporting on the fact that, yeah, it happened that way, that would be a good thing, I think.
I expect he turned that into a report. Again, I haven't had a chance to actually meet up with Brad Ryder from WKBK. So let's see. What else did I need to cover from today before we continue here and jump into your phone calls? Oh, the police presence. So Dave Ridley had sent this letter to the court in advance announcing his intentions. And four windbreaker-wearing keen police officers came into the court this morning prior to Dave's going upstairs. So that's four keen cops in addition to the at least three bailiffs that I saw. There may have been four bailiffs. So at least seven law enforcement officers were on the scene this morning to deal with whatever activist shenanigans might have popped up there in the Keene District Court building. Nobody else really decided to push it today. It was only Dave that was willing to be arrested. But there certainly is some talk going on, buzzing about the activists as far as what's going to be the next step here. Will this expand out from here? Will there be more? For instance, at Dave's trial or his arraignment, will there be more video camera civil disobedience at that point? Indeed, the director of the local public access station, Lee, who has called this show a couple of times, is pretty incensed about all this, and he's talking about writing a letter to the judge and to the clerk and to people looking for answers. He was in there today. He was actually up there with us today, and he was talking with one of the bailiffs, and the bailiffs, of course, are making the allegation that we control this area here, right, the lobby and the court, and you must do as we say or else. And so Lee was saying, well, where does your line of demarcation end? How far away do I need to be before I can start using my video camera? Where is the line? There must be a line. Where is it? Is it in my house? Oh, no, of course not. We can't do anything in your house. Well, is it halfway between my house and the court? Well, you certainly have the right to shoot the video or the video of the scenery. And so Lee was basically, you know, trying to break it down. Where is this line? And they actually ended up claiming that the parking garage or the parking lot or the back of the building was also part of the Keene District Court. And then later they claimed something completely different. I mean,
they crap up. That's not the district court, though. I mean, the clerk's office is there. The driver's license office is there.
Just
there's
make
all kinds
it up.
Of stuff there.
They just make it up. 800-259-9231. So as this continues to develop, we'll bring you the latest. More on the way. You can bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you have trouble sleeping due to sensations in your legs? You are not alone. Millions of Americans suffer from restless legs. Restless legs is a condition caused by the uncontrollable urge to move your legs. Signs include itching, pulling, tugging, and the feeling that bugs are crawling on your legs. If having restless legs is preventing you from getting the good night's sleep you deserve or is preventing you from enjoying life, you need Restulex. Restulex is an all-natural supplement that contains 74 essential vitamins, minerals, and herbs that you may not be getting in your diet. Restulex will help ease and comfort your restless legs within 24 hours and will allow you to go back to your regular routine without discomfort or embarrassment.
Call 888-4-FIT-LEGS. That's 888-434-8534. Or visit 4FITLEGS.com. That's the number 4FITLEGS.com. And ask how you can get Restulex for free today.
Life Change Tea sets the standard. Have you heard on radio all the new teas with funny names, movie stars, celebrities endorsing these products and so on? Have you checked the results? Not the pictures of the bikini babes and such, but the results. Have you checked their pricing and the funky 3-month contracts and all that stuff? Have you checked their results? Oh, that's right, I said that. Did you check the ingredients and you check for caffeine? Yeah. Life Change Tea is the real deal. Not a new yippee-yay tea, but a tea if you drink drink it daily, it'll change your life, and it will clean your body. Our middle name is Results. You can pay more, and you can have a celebrity smile, or you can get results. Your call. Or should I say, make the call. Get the tea at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Order now for real results.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. And we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't decline. Declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better. Debt-free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret that credit card companies don't want you to know, call National Debt Relief today at 1-800-237-2179. That's 800-237-2179. This free information is available only for a limited time. Change your life. Call 1-800-237-2179 today.
How many times have you been in the dark looking for a flashlight, only to find the one that you have is broken, the batteries are dead, or it's just not bright enough? You need the Packlight. The Packlight is the longest-lasting flashlight on the market and simply snaps onto any 9-volt battery and uses two high-powered LED lights. It's small enough to carry in your pocket, car, garage, and home. The Packlight can survive severe impact, be frozen solid, and still work flawlessly. The Packlight is so durable, soldiers overseas rely on them, and has been featured in the New York Times and Backpacker magazine. The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty, and prices start at just $12.99. To learn more and see for yourself just how incredible this small flashlight can be, visit 9voltlight.com. That address again is 9voltlight.com. Or call us today at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. If you dial toll-free, 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com.
SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows that the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful, they record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy so that your business is handled as efficiently as possible. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com, SACL, C-A-I.
So we are going to jump right into your phone calls about whatever you want. Let's talk to Marcus in New Jersey. Marcus, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind
today? Really looking forward to seeing all you guys this weekend up at the Liberty Forum.
Excellent, as are we, Marcus. So what's up?
I just want to give a suggestion to maybe some of the listeners of a series of questions that I use to introduce the idea of liberty to people that might not be really knowing anything about it.
Okay.
And sometimes I'll start off and I'll say, put this idea in their head, that very easy. I'll say, imagine that you live in a small town of a few hundred or a few thousand people, and some of the people I know do live in those towns. And I say, imagine you want to make a change in that town. You know, could you see yourself? I ask them to put themselves in that situation. Could you see yourself maybe gathering a few friends and family members and go into the town and making a change? And what do you think that they would say?
No, I suppose it seems likely.
Interlopers.
Possible.
Wait, right. Who would say?
Would you go to the town or would you be in the town?
Well, yeah, no, I'm saying if you lived in this small town, okay, could you see yourself making a change?
Doesn't seem impossible. Yeah.
Right. And that's usually the response I get. And then I say, well, now put yourself in New York City. And imagine you gather your same couple friends and family members up and you want to go make a change. How likely is it that you're going to make that change?
Infinitesimal.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly the response that I always get from the people. And then I say, okay, well, now think of the federal government. And what is your chance of making any change there? And at this point, of course, they get it. And then I, from there, go on about, you know, how the federal government is just too big.
That's brilliant. I love it.
Thank you.
Anything else, gents? You guys have any comments?
I mean, it's a good argument. It illustrates the argument for decentralizing, and it certainly shows how the individual or a small group of individuals has a lot more representation. They can get a government that, or whatever, that better reflects what they want. So it's a good way to illustrate it to people, because if you're just saying that decentralism is better and you'll have more representation, I don't know if just saying that will get them to realize exactly how true it is.
Well done, sir. Any other thoughts for us?
Just if anybody wants to see me before they see me at the Liberty Forum, they can check me out at Nothing Project, and they can find my link on your website.
Ah, yes, the one-man rock band.
That's it.
I just went to that website yesterday or the day before just to kind of check things out.
Cool.
There's a little music playing.
Yep.
Right on. Thanks, Marcus. Have a great night and see you this weekend. 800-259-9231. So again, meet great people like Marcus and all kinds of hundreds of other liberty-loving individuals up here in New Hampshire over the weekend. It's really just going to be an amazing event again, as it has always been. And it just keeps getting better as more people continue to move here to New Hampshire. Things are going to change. Yes, I know it looks bad. I know it looks dreary with this crackdown on video cameras in courtrooms and various other attacks on activists, but they are so pathetic. They're so desperate. They're so scared, these government guys.
And the activists here largely have put them in a position where they're going to be confrontational, which is, I mean, basically you're trying to take on the court as much as possible and call its powers into question as much as possible, and having this happen allows you to do that. So it's not like they're doing this to, like, they didn't just do this out of the blue. They were sort of poked. I mean, there was an effort made to see how far they could be pushed, which is a good thing. And
absolutely.
That's what needs to happen.
This activism is great, and we look forward to having more people being involved with it. We continue with your calls and talk to Jerry in Michigan. Jerry, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Nick, and Mark.
Thank you for taking my call.
So am I, Jerry.
Good program this
evening.
Mine's very short. I have just a little information that every activist should have, I'm sure. I was on the Internet, and I came across a form, paper form, that is titled Public Servant Questionnaire. And what it is about a 20-point questions. And the law, let's see, the Act of, let me have it right here, Privacy Act of 1974, Public Law 93579, empowers citizens to require full written disclosure from a government official who seeks information. Excuse me. And if you want to pull this up on the Internet, all you got to do is put in public servant questionnaire.
So what is this all about? I'm a little confused.
Well, let's say that a public servant comes to your doorstep. Maybe you've irritated him or something. And it's a questionnaire of about 20 questions. And each question is followed by a USC code number or a statute law number. And you don't have to speak to a public servant unless he has a warrant for your arrest or...
you still don't have to speak with him.
Right. And what this does, it dissuades the anyone that would come to your door, because these 20 questions are very, you know, very potent questions. And I was on another radio show and happened to catch this, and they spent about a half an hour on this paper. And what you do is you present it to the officer, any public servant. It doesn't matter. It could be anything from a dog catcher to an IRS agent. And you just let them know that as soon as they fill this out, you'd be glad to, you know, converse with them. I would just suggest pulling it up. In fact, I'd suggest that you, after you pull it up and take a look, you might want to place it on your website.
It's an interesting idea. I'm looking at it here, and it says it only applies to federal agencies. Is that
understanding? Well, when you look at it in the big picture, if it applies to the federal agency, it's almost going to apply to state and local agencies.
Because most of the state governments and local governments take money from the feds?
Probably so. But
and likely the public servant that you're talking to doesn't have the foggiest clue what the laws are anyway. Because
have no idea that you even know anything like this. And then
it's just scary. Yeah.
And usually what there's a whole lot of the public servant questionnaire titles when you do go ahead and pull it up from a search engine. And I would suggest that everybody looks at more than just one, because some of them don't say the USC codes after each question.
Yeah, I'm looking at one here on scribd.com where it says, now, question number one, just to give you an idea of what it is you're telling people here. Question number one, will public servant uphold the Constitution? After a bunch of questions about their driver's license number, badge number, ID number, residence address, office mail, supervisor's name, employing agency, all kinds of info for them to fill in. You know, government bureaucrats love forms, so this should be right up their alley. Number one, will, I love this so far, at least. I haven't read the whole thing. But
well,
will public
like it.
Will public servant uphold the Constitution of the United States of America? Check yes or no. As required by the USA and state constitution and law. Number two, will public servant furnish a copy of the law or regulation which authorizes this investigation? Will public servant read aloud the portion of the law allowing questions, or excuse me, rather authorizing the questions that public servant will ask? What prerogative does citizen have in giving answers to public servant questions? Number five. And you could probably go in there and change those, too. You could probably just go in and add your own questions.
Well,
in
some
there.
Of them that the USC code doesn't cover, yes. There are a few in there without a code on some of them. And at the bottom, it's something about they're swearing to all this information. So if they don't do one of these after they've said that they would, then you would have recourse, I would think.
I like number seven. Does public servant reasonably anticipate that any information sought or collected in this investigation will form the basis of or lead to criminal action against citizen or any other entity? Hey, I'd like to thank you, Jerry, for pointing that out. I'm sure a number of our listeners will appreciate that one. And maybe you want to print some out and post it by your front door so you can have one at the ready to hand to any bureaucrat that might show up with the intent to harass you. Hey, thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. You can chime in here, bring up whatever you want. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills at as little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, no legislation without representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizedDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizedDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizedDC.org.
What will happen when the grocery stores are empty? What are you going to do once your food is gone? What will you do when the dollar is worthless and your family needs to eat? Growing your own food is the only way to have real self-sufficiency and peace of mind. GetSeeds.net is offering an amazing special on 100 different varieties of heirloom vegetable seeds with a complete range of crops. That's 100 packets of non-hybrid seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You will have the comfort of knowing that you are truly prepared. These affordable prices are our way to pay it forward. So in turn, GetSeeds.net asks you to share these seeds of life with the less fortunate. Go to GetSeeds.net and get 100 seed packets for only $49 with free shipping. Or call 877-394-6657. That's 877-394-6657. Or go to GetSeeds.net.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com. Or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. It's the place to go. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do that by shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. Whatever it is that you need to buy, Free Talk Live, or rather Amazon, has it, and Free Talk Live will get a cut. Enter through amazon.freetalklive.com as we continue here taking your phone calls. Unscreened call on the amp line. Who's this?
This is Blue from Memphis.
Blue, you're on the air. What's on your mind?
Yes. I'm a marijuana legalization activist.
Great.
Kind of on the internet. Now, Dave is my media. He's how I get news out of New Hampshire.
Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com. I'm sorry, I was just bringing our listeners up to speed. You're referring to a man who was arrested today for videotaping in the lobby of a courthouse.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I was just incensed at his arrest because he's probably the only one of all of the journalists, the new media journalists, that post updates every day. And mm-hmm. He's also the only one that posts video nearly every day. There's no question in my mind that he's a journalist.
And, absolutely.
I don't know how I would do that, how I go about filing maybe a friend of the court brief to let the district court there in King know that there are other people besides just the people that show up in the courtroom that need the news that Dave Ridley.
I don't think they care.
Yeah, that would be where I'd come in. But you are certainly welcome to write a letter to the Keene Circuit Court or District Court.
I would send certified mail if I were going to do something like that, just so that you can verify that they at least received the mail.
Oh, yeah. Certified return receipt requested from mm-hmm. the from the post office.
Sure they'd be happy to take
I'm really hot over this.
Right, I was going to say, I'm sure they'd be happy to take your letter and place it into a file.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No kidding. And I've also heard a lot, some pushback from other marijuana legalization activists that Andrew Carroll and Dave aren't real activists because they don't solely focus on the marijuana issue. And what I've told these people is it's not about the plant. This whole issue isn't about a plant. It's about freedom.
Yep.
And it's about the freedom of choice and the freedom to do with our bodies what we want to. And if somebody else is telling me what to do with my body, that makes me a slave.
There's no doubt about that. I'm surprised that there are people, you're having activists tell you that they don't appreciate what Dave Ridley and Andrew Carroll have done.
Yeah, well, you know, they're liberal, single-issue activists that would much rather just have marijuana legalization happen so that they can, I don't know, go back to their dorm room and...
Yeah, so they can get high and not have to feel paranoid, I guess, and then that'll be the end of their activism.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, thank goodness we don't have fair weather activists like that, one issue activists moving up here. We've got hundreds of people moving here who care about multiple things. And even if they are focused on one issue, they're willing to get active in other ways with other things. It's not going to be their full-time deal. It's not going to be the focus of their activism. But if one of their activist friends who is active in another area is in trouble, these guys will come out and they'll support him or her.
I got one more thing for
you.
Yes,
Blue. Nice. Thanks for the call. Enjoy that. 800-259-9231. All right. Yeah, you can bring up whatever you want. You know, since we're talking about government out of control, which tends to be what government does, let's go to the story about the 15-year-old girl. Mark, I believe you have this for us.
The cop, the CO. It would surprise me if our listeners haven't already heard this story of the King County deputy that just beat the dog crap out of this little girl for I guess being petulant would be sort of the reason,
as someone might be if they were being locked in a jail. So
yeah, this is a follow up story that I've got, but essentially this girl, 15, was somehow connected. I guess she was in the passenger side of her mother's car that was reported stolen, and she was brought in.
So a joyride. They took mommy's car and went for a joyride.
Right. So
teenage activity.
I guess the police officer who was in the jail asked her to, you know, told her to take her shoes off when they put her in, and she had her little arms crossed in a very petulant manner.
Very pouty, very 15.
And she sort of kicked her shoes off in his direction. It was video. This isn't the way it was written. I looked at it. These shoes didn't go flying at his face or anything
like that. No, I would say it was only one shoe, and it hit his shin. It bounced off his shin.
Mm. And so he just, you know, just tackled her, threw her into the corner, and began to pound on her. And this other deputy did essentially followed up. I mean, he didn't do any pounding, but he was, you know, it was obvious.
He didn't stop him.
No, I mean, it was obvious which side he was on.
I mean, I've seen the video, and she started on the very edge of the cell at the doorway to the cell.
Yeah.
And it wasn't like he just tackled her there. He actually pushed her all the way across the cell and into the wall, and then started throwing her to the ground.
Yeah.
And then
he got a couple headshots in there as well. And
on the wall, and then he threw her on the ground.
Did you see the part where he picks her up by her hair? There was one video that didn't show it.
No, I didn't.
But another one, when she's on the ground, after he's done beating her and handcuffing her, he grabs her by the hair and lifts her from the ground by only her hair.
Crazy. Well, following up here, King County deputy is charged with fourth-degree assault on teen girl.
That's the lowest assault.
Right. I think that's sneezing in someone's direction.
That's like slapping someone or spitting at them.
Right. Yeah. What would you get if you just walloped a cop?
If he did something that I didn't like or that was illegal or whatever, and I just grabbed him and threw him 12 or 14 feet into the wall, banged his head around and then bashed him a few times.
You'd get attempted murder, my friend.
Right, on a Leo. And that I'd go to prison for 10 years for that crap.
Yeah, even if you just put your hand on a cop without trying to assault them, you'll get first-degree assault, most likely.
Following an investigation initiated by his own department, a 31-year-old King County Sheriff's deputy was charged Thursday with fourth-degree assault, accused of physically assaulting a 15-year-old girl in a holding cell in November. Justice. Fast. Zoom. Rubber zoom zoom.
Oh,
really got him. Now, it was there.
He's on paid leave, too.
In King County's defense, this is their video that they released, and they finally came good on this. But it's been 4 months.
Mm-hmm.
And then they charge him with fourth-degree assault. Authorities say the incident was caught on camera. I saw it. The King County prosecutors charged Deputy Paul Sheen with the crime, a gross misdemeanor that carries a maximum penalty of 1 year in jail. King County Senior Deputy Prosecutor Gary Ensdorf requested bail be set at $10,000. Sheen, an 8-year veteran, was placed on paid administrative leave in early December after the sheriff's office assigned a detective from a work site other than his own to investigate. Sheen is slated to be arraigned on February the 26th in King County Courthouse. So they aren't giving the girl's name because, in fact, she is a minor. But I'd like to point out that Sheen was last in the news in 2006 after he fatally shot a mentally ill man during struggle after a traffic stop on Interstate 5.
He
shot the suspect Pedro Yo, who attacked him during traffic stop. That's what he says.
That's what the cop said.
Given his definition of attacking.
Yeah. Right. Right. He had a shoe hit his shin, apparently. And Yo had run back to his car, disobeyed Sheen's orders to stop. Remember, he's crazy. Sheen said that Yo reached for something in the seat. Now, was that the attack?
Maybe.
So he fired 11 times after he ran back to his car. An inquest jury found Sheen's shooting was justified.
Where was he standing when he fired 11 rounds?
I don't know. I assume that if the suspect ran towards to his car, he probably followed to some extent. The suspect reached for something, and
one
he shot him 11 times.
One can assume he was within 20 feet.
Yeah, sounds like it.
He hit the person
he
pulled over 11 times? Does it say? Or?
It says he fired 11 times. Hmm. Either he's a really bad shot, which he shouldn't be employed by the cops then.
Or he was trying to kill someone.
Yeah, he was wiping him out.
So, wow.
This is... was this shooting justified? Well, apparently, according to an inquest jury, they say yes. So... you see video like this. Finally, the video comes out of, how this guy acts in the line of duty.
Fourth degree assault charges.
Yeah.
He should probably be doing a life sentence. Maybe he should be doing time for murder, most likely. One can assume that it was an unjustified shooting
time. They'll let him plea out and, give him, 30 days probation or something like that? I wonder where this is going to end up. I hope somebody will keep us informed on this one. 800-259-9231. The outrageous police state insanity continues. What are you going to do about it? Hour 2 is coming up. If you can answer that question, 800-259-9231, or bring up anything.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNLive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNLive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNLive.com. We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.